Hello, lovelies. Here we are in the middle of June, approaching episode 50 of the show, and here I am in Quebec at the bus station recording this episode before I go to a retreat to play oboe and work with an oboe instructor on my play. There is a meditation garden at the place where I'm staying, so I bet you can guess where I'll be doing my next few weeks of reading. Having said, my audio quality might be a bit questionable for the next few weeks as I hop around from place to place, not to mention the fact that I'm in the midst of a cold also, but just bear with me. I can promise definitely that the same consistent content will be available every week, even though the method of delivery might change.
Hello and welcome back to Diddy and Hawthorne in the In-Between. I'm your host, Mackenzie Gentz, and you're listening to my podcast about the relevancy of literature in the 21st century. Now bookmark that book and let's begin.
Speaking of reading, by the way, I'm in the middle of Ian McEwan's new book from a month or two ago called Machines Like Me, and I'm kind of obsessed with it. It discusses an alternative 80s London where humanoid robots and autonomous vehicles exist and outlines all of the different moral and ethical dilemmas that arise from technology that is that advanced. It's rare nowadays that I review books that I've read so soon after reading them, but seeing as it fits with the other series of new books that we have already done and considering how rich it is and rich it would be to discuss, y'all can definitely look forward to a more thorough look after I am finished reading that. The context behind this episode is that I've never been in a book club before now, though I've always wanted to be, and as I was pursuing the stacks of a bookshop down the street from my apartment in Evanston, I came across this Mortality book club that meets monthly and had the initial thought of like, yes, wait a second, this sounds promising, and then this sounds like me, and I checked my schedule and I happened to be free on the day of that next meeting, so I went. This was 4 months ago, and I'm definitely an established member of the book club now, which is awesome. Now, my first recommendation when going to a book club is to read the book they've chosen, which is something that I admittedly did not do when I went to that first meeting. Okay, so step one, read the book. The first time I went to a Mortality book club meeting, I hadn't read whatever book they had decided to discuss, and I honestly couldn't tell you to this day what that first book was. And I think my experience would have probably been vastly less nerve-wracking if I didn't have to do the smile and wave thing the whole time, and so intensely at that. But I was able to join in on the discussion at that meeting even because, as I later came to realize, the beauty of the book club as essentially its own art form is indeed that the discussions go beyond the book in question. I've since attended a few more meetings, as I mentioned, thankfully having read the books this time, and as an established book club member, just wanted to talk about the facets of my experience that might prove helpful to you if you are at all interested in finding a community to share your thoughts about books in, other than DH and I, of course. So the first important thing when looking for a book club is who leads the book club. The person who leads your book club and its subsequent choices and discussions and organizations is vital to the success and efficaciousness of the club as a whole. Our moderator or leader, for lack of a better term, I'm not really finding the right term, I don't think, here for this, but she's really excellent and she's really good at drawing the fine line between moderation and contribution, reminding us every so often both to get back to the topic at hand, the book, or the topic of mortality, and that she is equally part of the discussion as well. She's also one of us, in other words. And also, the subject or topic of the book club is extremely important. Topic book clubs are pretty much the standard these days, whether it be literary fiction-based, stay-at-home mom-based, or like in my case, mortality-based. A lot of times people will make book clubs based on certain cohorts. They find that they run into each other a lot or have a lot of allotted free time together every week. In our case, it's just that we are all obsessed with mortality and decide to take the bus or the L or whatever to get to the meetings. Themes are incredibly rewarding in the case of groups because they help unify so many people towards one common topic and one set of books. In the case of the Mortality Book Club, we still have hundreds of books on our reading list, from graphic novels to poetry to nonfiction to literary fiction, but alas, the goings really can only get so specific, especially when you're talking about literature. Even if you are kind of reserved about taking part in a group and talking in a group, especially in terms of activities or discussions, as I am also, there are a few tangible benefits that you can still get from joining a book club, no matter how much you decide to participate. The first of which is that the books that your club chooses to read will likely not be the sort of books that you would choose to read yourself. We just read some Letters of Condolence by Rilke that were translated from the original German, and while I appreciated them for what they were, I didn't love the book, and I also definitely wouldn't have read it if not for the book club. A happier ending, probably, for the same situation was when we read Kaddish by Wieseltier. It actually was precisely the type of book that I would seek out and read, but I wouldn't have found it. It wouldn't even be on my radar if not for the book club. The second that I can talk about for a moment is that you encounter different types of thinkers in these situations. Now, I can absolutely admit that I am on the university scale, so I'm in my own little bubble here intellectually, where creative discussions and ways of thinking is pretty much the norm. But I'm also sensitive to the fact that every other person in my book club, for the most part, is out of school, and in some cases I get to hang out with retired people. And the beauty of that is that I find myself taking part and even contributing to a community that is broader than just my university. Some of the comments that the other people in the club bring up strike me as things that I had never thought to think about before, or different ideas that I hadn't been able to express or find words for. So it's lovely to have that opportunity to discuss things with them and have those little moments of revelation. Especially as I was writing my term paper on Nuremberg and church architecture and propaganda, I also had moments of my own coming to a new idea, such as when I was struggling with this idea between the differentiation of memory and memorialization after the Holocaust, and I'm lucky to have a space outside of the university where I can grapple freely with those kinds of concepts and hopefully reach some sort of understanding or understandness with them. So that is all I have for this week, keeping it short and sweet this week, in other words. In terms of what is yet to come for DH&I, we have Machines Like Me by Ian McEwan, an episode on haikus coming up soon, and another concept that I'm grappling with, which I'll summarize just briefly by saying that I'm going to only speak and think and read and live in German when I'm in Germany in 2 weeks. So this question of do I produce the podcast at first in German and then publish separate translated episodes in English, or should I proceed in English, or is there some sort of compromise that I can keep up with? If you all have any ideas on this problem for me, I am trying to think about it a lot, but I could use some help probably. My email is on my website, which is going to follow.
If you enjoyed the discussion and would like to hear more from me, there is an episode of DH&I for everyone, so I'd recommend checking out our back catalog of episodes. 2019 is the year of Didion, so if you'd like to follow along in my quest to read Joan Didion's collective works or learn more about the movement to bring lit back to people, everything can be found at didionandhawthorne.blueberry.net, and remember that blueberry is spelled B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. Now you can also follow the show on Twitter with @DidionIn, 2 N's total. I'll be posting about new lit releases, reading lists, and of course the new projects and episodes relating to DH&I. Still there? One more thing then. Remember that leaving a comment or review on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or any other Guilty Pleasure podcast platform helps leverage the show so that other literature enthusiasts can find the community. In other words, it helps a ton. Auf Wiederhören!